Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Somali police say they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 23 people were killed, dozens more wounded. Happened when a car bomb exploded in front of the hotel. Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for that attack. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage there, not immediately clear. Twin bombings came exactly 2 weeks after a huge truck blast killed at least 358 people at a busy Mogadishu intersection. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Spanish region of Catalonia now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. Iraqi Kurdish parliament meeting today to redistribute powers all away from the president, Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position after Iraqi forces reclaimed part of the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack today in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in eastern Ghazni province killed at least 9 police personnel. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces and the government of Afghanistan. Meantime, there is word the Haqqani Network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. VOA's Sarah Williams reporting.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
UN Children's Fund warning potentially life-threatening malnutrition on the rise among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Bangladesh to escape the violence and abuse in Myanmar. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says they have screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says they found 14 cases of the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
600,000 Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh since August the 25th. Political landscape of Iceland has changed according to preliminary results from Saturday's election. Center-right Independence Party, part of the current ruling coalition, won 26% of the vote, down 3 percentage points from last year. The main opposition left-green movement came in second with 17% of the vote. The newly formed Center Party was third with 11%. Talks to form a ruling government expected for it to last, they say, for several months. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. This is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today I've got two feature interviews for you. First, Michael McGee speaks with me in Odense, Denmark about SOFAR. This global music network produces intimate gigs in 385 cities around the world, including some in Africa. Bill Odidi also brings us an interview with South African songstress Birdie. She was on tour recently in Nairobi. Also, there's fan mail at the bottom of the hour. And at the 45, Kwame Ofori joins me to present the Song of the Week. Other music news. In Kampala, a SOFAR concert is happening in a secret location, on November 5th. If you don't know what SOFAR is, just stay tuned for my interview with Michael McGee and he'll tell you all about it. The All Africa Music Awards, AFRIMA, is amping up. That happens November 10 through 12 in Lagos and you can vote online now. In Ghana, rapper and social activist Edem is holding his annual music festival, Edem Fest, that takes place November 3rd in his hometown in the Volta region. Starting off the show, here's Hinizi with hot traditional dance music from Central Mali. Everybody, that was Hinizi with Yayao, the title track of their freshman album recorded in Ségou, Mali, 2016. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa with me, Heather Maxwell. Now Mukumba serves up the best from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe.
Mokomokole. this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Okay, here's Petit Kandia with Touche Na, featuring Kandia Kora. Heather, in just a minute, Michael McGee of So Far explains how these little intimate gigs held in secret places and cities all over the world are exploding with popularity, revolutionizing the live concert experience. But first, this little interlude from Manuel Wanji.
Come on, 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 come on
All right. Now it's time to meet Michael McGee. I was in Odense, Denmark recently, where I met him and learned about this amazing thing called SOFAR.
Hi, my name is Michael McGee. I'm from Northern Ireland.
So tell me about this music concert program.
So in Odense, Denmark, I arrange SOFAR Sounds concerts. SOFAR Sounds is not just in Odense, it's the full way around the world. It's in 5 continents around the world, more than 60 countries, 379 cities.
And what is it exactly?
So it started off in 2009 in London. 3 guys, they went to a concert, the Friendly Fires concert, actually. And what they heard was people talking, people playing on the phones, the clanging of bottles at the bar. And they couldn't really feel a connection with the music. Mm-hmm. So they went back and they thought, let's just have a concert in our living room. So they had a concert in the living room. The first concert they had, there was 8 people there.
8.
8 people there, yeah. A month later, they did the same thing again. Mm-hmm. There was 20 people there. It grew rapidly. And within the past 9 years, from that one living room concert, we're talking about a global phenomena here, right the whole way around the world. And in fact, last week, they had their 10,000th SOFAR Sounds concert. Yeah.
So what about Africa? Do they have SOFAR concerts in Africa?
They sure do. They have it in Cairo, Nairobi, Johannesburg, Kampala, and Cape Town.
What kind of music is it that's performed in these parties?
So the whole SOFAR Sounds concept is to bring stripped back music to intimate venues. It can be any kind of genre. It can be blues, it can be jazz, it can be poetry, it can be pop, it can be country. What makes a SOFAR Sounds concert different from a normal concert is that it's low key. People come in, it can be in a living room, they take their shoes off. There's no talking at the concert. It is just a pure connection between the audience and the musician. Something we unfortunately rarely experience in music concerts today.
This road we're leading on won't lead to nothing but bloodshedding. You best ride that way. The water gonna take you to the mountaintop. But wasn't that your goal?
And you said that there's an arrangement where you have 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
The normal concert would be musicians play for 20 minutes and then there's a break. And then another band plays for 20 minutes and there's a break. You might have 3 or 4 different bands or musicians playing on any given night. But stripped back,
yeah.
You know, if they normally do a more upbeat kind of rock thing, they bring it back down, they use a Cayenne instead of a drum kit, they use an acoustic guitar instead of electric guitar. The other interesting thing is that people really want to come to these concerts, but they don't know where it's going to be. They don't know who's going to be playing. So the venue and the lineup is always a secret. People just sign up to come, so everything is a surprise. The venue is a surprise, and the music is a surprise. So if you come to a SOFAR Sounds concert, you're going to be introduced to new music and perhaps new genres of music that you weren't aware of before.
In the hushit al ahzan khala.
SOFAR Sounds is a place for established musicians, but it's a very important place for up-and-coming musicians to come and show their stuff. Because in a lot of cities, including my own in Odense, there lacks a venue for up-and-coming music. So people come and they play at a SOFAR Sounds concert and they can develop their audience.
And what does SOFAR stand for? Like SOFAR out?
SOFAR stands for Songs from a Room.
Songs from a Room.
Do you want me to talk about the major concert that happened 2 weeks ago? So last week, on the 20th of September, all of these SOFAR cities, normally they operate under their own terms, but on the 20th of September, they were all united under one cause to have a global day of music in 24 hours. So it started off in Auckland, New Zealand, and it moved around the world, and it ended up in Seattle. and they had major musicians. They had Ed Sheeran, they had Emily Sandy, they had Moby playing, and the whole idea was to raise funds and support for refugees. The whole meaning behind it was that if we are able to work together, a handful of music lovers and musicians can work together to arrange music on a global scale in support of refugees. There's no excuse for our politicians not to work together to give people without a home a home.
Thank you very much.
This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. That was Michael McGee and me discussing So Far from Odense, Denmark. The music in the segment is taken from various So Far concerts that took place in Cairo, Nairobi, and Johannesburg.
I want to know what's up. Your honey pot is my number one in town. If you cook in a cook-up, you can cook. Anywhere she enter, baby, they cause kasala. Indianapolis, Miami, Conefe, Gucci, Prada, designer, corner, yeah. Anywhere she enter, baby, they cost kasala.
This is Heather. Next up, fan mail. Yeah, it's back. Jahim C. sent me this on WhatsApp. Hello, greetings. Am Jahim C. from Cameroon, based in Yaoundé. Am an artist. Then he shot me an audio file adding, this is my new released song, Money Yap Man. All right, let's listen.
Jump, brother. Thank you. tell me, say the money never ever come away. So make I give her money.
So make I give her money.
I want to rule like a king, but I know I'm getting money. She tell me, say she never does a good life of the others.
Just want to stay.
She went Gucci bag, Versace, Ferrari, but a lack of money.
You know they at all.
Money like it.
Money, money, yeah.
Money like it.
Money, money, yeah.
Money like it.
Money, money, yeah.
Money like it.
All right, Jahem, nice song. Thanks for sending it. This is Music Time in Africa fan mail, peeps. If you liked that song or want to send one of your own or just a shout out or message, hit me up on WhatsApp at +1 202 203 4118. +1 202 203 4118. Here's the second one. A Mr. Johnny M. Gaspella from Nigeria sent me this on Facebook. Hi, Dr. Heather. It's been a long time, but I've been listening to your program. Do you play gospel music, too? Hey, Mr. Johnny, good to hear from you, and really good to know that you're a longtime listener. To answer your question, no, we don't play gospel music. I'm sorry. It is a truly wonderful genre, though. This is Fan Mail, now every week at the bottom of the hour. So reach out.
I don't get that lot, God do it. And I don't pay my rent, God do it. They be one for my hand, but God be with. They be one keep my joy, but God be with. I say anything them do not God do it, no not God do it, no not God do it, no. Anything them do not God do it, no not God do it, no not God do it, no. I don't change my name to God do it. I no more, I don't buy more to God do it. They say my market no go sell, but God be win. And then we say I no go blow, but God be win them, my brother. Let them try their luck, my God go win. No, my God go win. No, my Lord go win, no. And it's in and do not God do win. No, no, God do win. No, no, God do win, no. As you don't pass exam, now God be win. And then we say you no go pass, but God be win. Wake up, see to the last song, now God be with. Robbers, they rob, they no see you, brother. They no see you, my sister. Oh, yeah, better. Champagne today, God do win. And we go there, dance, 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 cause God do win. Oh, lelele, anything you win, now God do win. And if you win election, my brother, God do win. Like if you win the contracts, my friend, God do win. And if you check the countdown, my brother, God do win. And if your market sell,
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Washa, it was Tungan Rami, Mampin Tungan Rami, Tuxin Nungan Rami, Baba Zanibo, Upep Sungan Rami, Ucha Kungan Rami, Jana Nungan Rami, Baba Zanibo, Baba Zani, Washa, Baba Zanibo, Baba Zani, Washa.
Bum. Everybody, that was Babes Wodumo with her steamy, dreamy kind of Kwaito sound. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time now for my second feature interview of the day. Another female artist from South Africa, whole different style though, Birdie. Bill Odidi reports.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. Hello, great to hear from you as usual. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi. And you know, this city is such a melting pot of music. We meet African musicians from right across the continent. Just a few weeks ago, I met a young South African singer called Tribute Mbweni, also known as Birdie. While she was performing in Nairobi, we got chatting about her career and her debut album, which is called Birdie.
My name is Tribute Buried in Mboweni, and I come from South Africa, on the north of South Africa in Mpumalanga. I grew up in the church, you know, and so the music comes from the church, really, with a great influence from all the things that, all the music that my father used to listen to, from reggae to gospel music, jazz much later. And, you know, as I grew up, I discovered your R&B and your soul, and that sort of, you know, influenced me quite a bit. And then later on, just fell in love with our own traditional sounds, South African sounds, which have also just found their way into my music. So my friends started calling me Songbird, and eventually it just became Birdie.
Let's play some music, and you'll be selecting one song from your album.
The album is titled Birdie, and
naturally.
Yes, naturally. And yeah, it's my debut album, and it's been interesting, you know, what's been happening with as a result of the album. I'm here because, you know, people have discovered the music, and, you know, through that debut album. So yeah.
Yes. So what are we going to play from the album?
Let's play Makumete.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Here it comes then. What impact has this album had on your career so far?
It's opened my eyes to a lot of things. It's done so much for me as a person. Generally, South Africans like to hear the stuff that they used to, you know, and it's mostly because of the stuff that's played largely on radio. But, you know, people have been opening up to other languages, because we've got 11 official languages in South Africa.
11?
Yes.
And which one do you speak?
I grew up in a multicultural family, so I speak Shangaan and Zulu. Mm-hmm. My dad is Shangaan, so I'm Shangaan. And okay. My mom.
And then the songs on the album are largely what?
There's Shangaan songs. I'm writing more and more of
some
those.
Zulu songs in there.
Some
as
Zulu
well?
Songs, yeah. Yes. I think the first sort of Zulu song that I wrote was a tribute to my mother. So it made sense to me that I write it in Zulu, because she was Zulu speaking. Yeah. So it's been amazing to see people who don't speak my home language, you know, reacting quite positively to songs that they don't really understand, you know, songs that are in a language that they don't really interact with much.
Yeah. Listen, it's been fantastic speaking to you, but we've got one more song to play. This one has got a different sort of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Komanani, mm-hmm. That's the last song we're going to play.
And Komanani would mean?
Komanani means let us unite. And this is a, you know, a message to all Africans, you know, to say we're all the same, we're all one people, so let's unite.
I've seen a lot of faces, different shades of black, I've seen in places, just like you and I, the struggles are the same, the same. I've left a piece of me in this place, took a part of them that I made on the way. In the end I realized, we're all the same, the same.
Nani, we're all the same by Tribute Birdie Mboweni, a fantastic young singer from South Africa who recently performed here in Nairobi and was gracious enough to speak to us about her career and her debut album. That's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. Now I'll hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you so much, Bill. I've got one more guest coming up in just a few minutes. That's Kwame Ofori, who joins me for our Song of the Week. But first, let's get down with Falz, La Fête.
Yeah.
my guys in the building. I told you I'm the life for the party. Why your guys want to try, could it that be? Bitty and don't go, make me want to hack, super dimmy them, sir. Jolo Maggie. Mommy, see, I know be little spender. Yes. I got a shitload of that legal tender. Yeah. I'm thinking how we met is not coincidental. Yeah. I can make a life just a little better. Have you ever been to Lagos? Have you been with a guy from my city? Hakuna Matata. Matata. I like your Matako, my titi. Le quoi est doux et magique. Magique. Et puis, mille je veux danser. Tu es magnifique, me like style élégant, enchanté. Mademoiselle, c'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
Oh ya, oh dear neighbor,
neighbor.
Baisse-moi comme magnet,
comme magnet.
C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
Oh ya, shoulder. Ireke, I give you quelque chose de léger, little. Oh, chez toi, mon petit déj, skifu. Encore répéter, for me, baby boo. Ooh, la la, move a little closer. Okay. That thing you do, with it took my little soldier. So you need to shock, you they look a little sober. I get the Hennessy with just a little soda.
Oh, yes.
Beaucoup d'alcool, de la bonne musique, et beaucoup de filles. I am having the time of my life with some ladies that are dressed to kill. Kill. Why you call my party on the stand for the corner? See your mates, they dance for the dollar. I didn't make you rain, oh, life of a rockstar. Party all night, then crash to bad dollar.
C'est le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête. C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête.
Oh ya, oh dear neighbor.
Neighbor.
Baisse-moi comme magnet.
Comme magnet.
C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête.
Oh ya, shoulder.
Ofori joins me now to present our song of the week.
Hey, 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 Heather.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, let's discuss this new song of the week.
This week we have a song titled Gutamiza, which is by B2C and Radio and Weasel. And Heather, trust me, when you have five guys talking about how love is intoxicating on one song, then you know it's a good one.
So, yeah, I heard it too, and I love it. It's actually very beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is.
I like how B2C and Radio and Weasel sound together.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes.
It's really good. So, from Uganda, of course, for those of you who don't know who B2C and Radio and Weasel are, what kind of waves have people been making on the continent about this song, Kwame?
So, people in Uganda definitely love it. And Gutamiza means intoxicating. So, basically, the song is love is intoxicating. And you know Africans, when it comes to love and intoxication, blend it together, have B2C and Radio and Weasel, it's a hit.
All right, let's listen to it then.
Walikuzanya buzanyo songo kati twakula mwana kwatu kane kumongo. Yeah, 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 you and me love, we're a star. Super nice out and ya kiti kama nani. This love gone straight to the moon. Go the moon and back. Yeah, I'm chatting now with baby. Wambali na muka kuku kano daringi na bukora mumudari. Nekali na mnyumba ya mainja na komerera misumari.
Sigino,
sigino,
my face. You're so tempting. But even closer, come like a smile on my face. Like a tuba cueva memories. Sing a bandicida formula. Pensa me na compia, one on ponya binocular. I'm a student, Jacobi Gango, so messa brulos, so messa singula. Maybe our love is never to rest.
Rocket, 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 rocket. Omutimo kuwara banyakya dem yumadi. Wanza kadachi woku nezi matidu oma. Ngapira ukuru saniya. Kamkamu mukagari ne matida kwaku. Wabu jesube wange denda luka. Wansi jamu komera nesimba nekalina. Gawala yinkulina sipo wanda ilabate sisirina. Mutima kwensi gaza yume wana.
Jatika kukwekanga chama. Yeah. Mapenzi lako iko liko tam tam. I love you every day but now I lala boba jam. Siri na mulala baby echo siji jam. Na valika wala wala irimu traffic jam.
Yeah. Ita ya man girl she got the stamina. The way she move the way she want in love a falling now. His love is flowing like a river now. His love is strong now we never die. She take me to the top, surprises and stop. And she never turn back to me, girl. She never give it up when you stuck, never stop. She pull up, but put and repeat. She's amazing, sent and crazy, but she care for me. Now she care for me. She the reason I'm in prison, girl. Come set me free. Come set me free.
Your love is original.
So original, so original.
All right, that was Guta Miza, a gorgeous love song.
Oh, yes.
And
I loved it.
I did too. It is our
Song of the Week.
See you next time. Thanks, Kwame.
You're welcome.
Here's the last song for today, Sonfo by Africando.
Aha! I'm Rolu, Ale Frade. Ale Frandiana Moto, Nyelanye. Maya Kuminkela Ntufo. Naka Kenya na ndofo na ma Kenya na ntambola ntese
Someone, someone.
That was Africando, closing out this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Michael McGee speaking with me about So Far. The background music to that segment included live recordings of So Far concerts by African artists Asia Madani in Cairo, Paja Schneider in Johannesburg, Ahmed Safi in Cairo, and Femi Koya in Johannesburg. Also, thanks to Bill Odidi and to Birdie for their interview from Nairobi, and to Kwame Ofori for joining me on the Song of the Week. Finally, a shout out to Johnny Gaspella and Jahem for writing fan mail and for submitting your song to us here in Washington. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 20 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa.